David Hochberg's that mortgage expert you hear frequently on our shows. And, of course, he hosts Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN Radio Saturday mornings with 10 to 1 with a whole bunch of real estate and housing professionals. He's in our studio. Hi, David Hochberg.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. It'll be afternoon shortly.
Shortly.
I want to talk to you about real estate. I also want to talk to you about iced coffee. Where should we begin?
Let's do the iced coffee. Get it out of the way.
Okay, do we have the audio of his actual post? So this is something that you posted as you drove through a McDonald's.
I went into McDonald's to get two scrambled eggs and a nice decaf coffee. And the nice young lady on the other side of the microphone said, "We don't do decaf iced coffee. We only do regular caffeinated iced coffee." So instead of going into full Karen mode and getting into an argument, I used my 30 plus years of management to overcome this challenge and said, "Okay, can I have a medium hot decaf coffee and a large glass of ice?" Large glass of ice. So McDonald's Corporation, 53 on 53 in Palatine. This is how you make decaf iced coffee. Okay?
Coffee going into the cup of ice.
Enjoy.
Yeah. So it was a hot, blazing hot day last week. I just got my hair cut, and I was hungry. I get a haircut early in the morning when they first opened up. So I went over to get a couple scrambled eggs, which shockingly people don't know that McDonald's has side orders of eggs.
I didn't know that either.
Which are delicious.
How about that?
So you can pick up a couple eggs if you don't want to go with the hash browns or anything. It's a healthy alternative, right? Sure. So I said, like a iced decaf, because my doc said I should cut down on the caffeine, right? So I like to taste the coffee.
Why would your doctor say you should cut down on caffeine? Keep going.
981-7200 with your guesses. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, so I pulled over to the place where I was going. I got a super large cup of ice and a medium hot coffee. I didn't want to argue with the lady, right? Nice lady.
They don't have decaf iced coffee?
They don't have decaf, so I just made it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I just wanted a cold coffee.
What happened after you posted that video?
I got, as of right now, sitting here, there's 216 people who have viewed that at David_Hochberg, if you want to follow me on Instagram. And I would say 90-95% of the posts, this is funny, nice job, just get a heart, you know, positive. And then I triggered some baristas and some other people, like 5-10%, just went completely off the rails. And I was respectful to every single one. I'm going through therapy, John. And my therapist said, you know, be respectful, be kind. So every single one of the responses that I responded to, and you've got them there, I thank them for the comment, which further incited the people who didn't like the fact that I poured hot coffee over ice, which is the way I've been making iced coffee.
That's not how you make iced coffee.
I learned that.
The internet. You think you're a genius with your 30 years of management you're bragging about. You don't even know the difference between iced coffee and regular coffee. Another one said, "I will never understand why people cite their experience and then proceed to tell us why they're proud of themselves for belittling service workers 30 years and all you can do is make watery coffee." This person said, "I work at McDonald's and I'm happy for you, but I still ain't making you iced coffee until it's a menu item." And finally, yeah, "I've worked at McDonald's for over 3 years in the past, and I can 100% confirm that iced coffee this gentleman just made is not made that way."
Okay. I've been making iced coffee this way for 35 plus years. When I was a waiter after I graduated college at a restaurant and somebody asked me for an iced coffee at Ada's Deli in Deerfield, I would go into the back, I'd get a large cup of ice, I'd pour coffee over it, and I'd bring it out to the table. Unbeknownst to me, in 1990 or 1988, when I was waiting table when I graduated college, that was the incorrect way of making coffee. I deeply apologize to all the baristas out there for making iced coffee the wrong way, but this is the way I'm making it. They're like, "Well, you're drinking watered-down coffee."
Okay, so what you've essentially done is you've pulled up to the window and asked for something that doesn't even exist.
True.
Your version of iced coffee is made by you. That's not even iced coffee. And
here,
it's not a menu item. You love their eggs, right?
I love their eggs. I love their coffee. And I love their watered-down coffee that I made when I poured the hot coffee over the ice. So, listen, I didn't think it was going to start this big of a stir. You could check it out, David_Hochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G, 216 views. Do you know
what that whole scene you created reminds me of? What was the movie, Pete? Was it Five Easy Pieces? Jack Nicholson in Five Easy Pieces.
What do you mean you don't make side orders of toast? You make sandwiches, don't you?
Would you like to talk to the manager?
You've got bread and a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
Number two, chicken salad sandwich. Hold the butter, the lettuce, and the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
You see that sign, sir? Yes, you all have to leave. I'm not taking any more of your smartness and sarcasm.
That's what that reminded me of.
But I was very respectful and courteous, and I didn't start anything. I just went and made my video thinking that I'm taking this online video training, right, which is doing very well, as you can see. And they're like working things in your daily life. So that's what I'm trying to do, just my experience with a nice decaf coffee, which I've learned that I've been making and enjoying incorrectly for the past 35 plus years. And plus, I've been called a boomer. I'm Gen X, born 1966. So wow. I also learned that when I try to go back to them and say, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. Well, you don't even understand when we say boomer, we mean your entire generation. I'm learning a lot about Instagram.
I think you have.
yes, I have.
And I'm not scoring this. I'm not taking sides.
But?
I think McDonald's was right.
Okay.
You are not misserved or disserved.
Okay.
You literally asked for something they did not have. And you and I agree that they make terrific scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs are delicious. And the Egg McMuffin is one of the greatest breakfast sandwiches on the planet.
I think if you said, I have a ongoing list in my head of the greatest inventions in all time, the plaid thermos, the internet, and I would put the Egg McMuffin in my top five.
Top five for sure.
Seedless watermelon is also on my list. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, forget about jet propulsion or anything about that. Those two things are definitely in the top
five. Well, the 747 is also on my list, right, along with the Egg McMuffin. And the seedless watermelon.
That they're phasing out.
And the plaid thermos. Let's talk a little bit about real estate, since you do know something about that. I said, this is a great time to be a seller. There was a story in Cranes the other day. Somebody put up a nice house, and was it Northfield? And they got 64.
Yes.
Lincolnwood? Was it Lincolnwood?
It could be either one of those. Doesn't matter. It's happening every day.
64 offers.
Yeah.
150 showings.
Yes.
64 offers. And I don't know if that's an outlier, but it's indicative of something. When is it going to be good for the buyers?
That's a great question. Everybody that has been waiting since 2019 has missed the market. If you've been waiting since 2019 for the market to correct itself or to calm down, it hasn't in our market. In other markets, like in California, there are 77 counties in California that have corrected. Why? Because of the fintech job losses out there have been in the hundreds of thousands.
Okay? Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
And they also had their market valuations increased more.
Rocket ship. It flew up. So a buddy of mine lives in Palm Springs. And I found, while I was scrolling through Instagram, I found a realtor that said, hey, Palm Springs is on sale.
Really?
This home was listed for $710. It's now going for $640, 10% price reduction. We're not seeing that here in Illinois. I'm not seeing that at all here in Illinois at all. I've got in my old neighborhood of Charlemagne in Northbrook, it's about 165 single family houses built in the 60s. A buddy of mine called me up. He's moving to Arizona. He's like, hey, I'm looking to do something in Arizona. What can I do? I'm like, have you sold your house? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what happened? He's like, did you use a realtor? He's like, no, I told my neighbor I was selling and she had a friend. We sold it, boom, $800,000. Okay. Friend to friend without a realtor. That's how fluid this market is.
Yeah.
So if you're waiting for this to adjust down, you're going to get run over. Now, I'm not saying run out and buy a home to buy a home because the prices are still going to go up. I'm saying if you could afford to buy a home and you are in a reasonable position, cash wise, asset wise, mentally prepared to own a home, than own a home, because I don't think you're going to see a retraction in prices, John, anytime soon. Because, again, we've been talking about it for 2 years. There's no inventory.
Okay, so inventory will eventually catch up, and interest rates will eventually come down. When do you think that happens?
The experts that I'm following are predicting within the next 12 to 14 months. So what's going to happen? Okay, I gave you some stats here. During COVID, 2020 through 2022, rates dropped to record lows into the twos and the threes. Over 14 million homeowners refinanced and have a rate either that starts with a two or a three. Okay, record lows. During that same time, 25 million homeowners bought a home during that time period because of record low rates. So between those two, 14 and 25, we've got close to 40 million homeowners that have rates that start with a three or lower.
Yeah.
Now, if you go into the market today, the rate's going to start with a six, might be even a seven. So where are you going if you're looking to sell a house to finance something? Unless you're moving out of state into a lower tax haven state or a state with lower real estate taxes, then you can make it up. This is not slowing down. Okay, this is not slowing down. I was wrong. I came on the radio at the end of last year and said I thought for sure with the foreclosures and everything that we'd see a 15 to 20% correction. I walked that back on Lisa's show a couple weeks ago and on my show this past weekend. I don't see it slowing down, because as soon as the rates go from the sevens into the fives, everybody that's sitting on the sidelines that can't afford the sixes and the sevens getting in the pool, which is going to put more pressure. Now, what that will do is that will loosen up some inventory, because those homeowners that are sitting with the twos and the threes are more apt to go into a five instead of a six or a seven if they want to move up or
move down.
Right. So right now, I'm talking to a bunch of experienced homeowners, 55 on up, saying, I've got a rate of 2 5/8. I got a rate 2 7/8. Where am I going?
Yeah, right. Even if I can get top dollar for my house, now I got to go buy somebody else's house at 6%.
Correct.
Are you talking to home builders?
We're talking to home builders.
What are they doing? I mean, they must be loving this because the supply chain is better and lumber costs less.
Lumber costs less. They're still having supply chain issues on some items. Windows are still backed up. Doors are still backed up. Yeah. So you still...
Toilets are still backed up.
Nice play. Well done. Transformers on big apartment buildings. I know of a builder right now who's got a 50-unit building. Can't get a transformer to power the property. He's laying everybody off.
Really?
Until the transformer comes in. He can't get the power to hook the building up to finish the job and bring them online.
David must like weak coffee. Iced coffee is typically brewed a lot stronger to account for the melting ice. But, David, I do the same thing to make decaf iced coffee.
Correct.
Because no one sells decaf iced coffee.
There you go.
And, in fact, on the website Delish, they say one way to make iced coffee is to take coffee and pour it on ice.
Thank you.
Which is the Hochberg recipe, but they say technically it should be espresso, which is stronger, and as the ice melts, you still get the full burst of coffee flavor.
When it's 90 degrees and you're in a black car and you just got your hair cut marvelously done and you're just hungry and you want a cold, refreshing drink, it worked. Enough already. I mean, it worked. It was a little watered down, but that's what I'm used to. Now I know I've been making it wrong for the past 35 years. Learning lesson, life skills.
So back to real estate
a
second. You and I have been talking about the difference. I don't know that I can remember there being such a difference between the advantage of a buyer and a seller these days.
Yeah.
The interest rates are higher than the buyers want, and inventory is tight. People, you must hear stories, people very frustrated. They go to find a house they like, and then it's gone that afternoon,
yeah.
Right?
Well, we live it. We write approval letters and pre-approval letters to our clients. And it's like, okay, I'm like, hey, how'd it go? You know, we always follow up. Hey, how'd it go? We lost it. Okay, you know, let us know. Boom, we get a text. Hey, I need it for 123 Maple Lane and whatever.
But do you recommend that people write for over right out of the gate?
I do. I typically write for just that they could purchase the property located at 123 Maple.
Oh, that's the approval letter.
Right. That's what I do.
But does that commit them then to that price?
Doesn't commit them to anything. Doesn't
so if say the house is $350,000, you'd write them for $400,000 if you can get that loan approved.
Yeah, absolutely. And typically when you go in with a pre-approval letter for more than what the sales price is, it makes the seller more comfortable that you can afford more of a house.
Are banks approving those appraisal rates?
Well, it's not so much appraisal. I'm just saying on the approval, right?
Yeah, but is it hard to borrow money when you say, I want to pay $400 for a house that they listed at $350, and the bank's going to go, well, we don't want to hold a note if... Well, out of the gate, we're short $50,000.
That's a great question and a valid concern. And here's the lending rule: it's the financing is based off the appraised value or the purchase price, whichever is less. So keep it simple, stupid. The KISS method: you're buying a $100,000 home, right? It gets jacked up to $120,000.
Yeah.
Right. You want to buy that home? It's in near your friends, near your family, in the right schools, whatever. Okay, so you're going to pay $120,000. Financing is based upon $100,000. So if you're bringing in 3%, you're bringing in 3 G's, you're financing $97,000.
Right.
So not only are you bringing in the $3,000 in this example.
You need an extra $20,000.
You need an extra $20,000 to bridge that gap. And a lot of buyers right now are finding that extra money, either depleting their savings, yeah, and depleting their 401k, or taking a loan against their 401k, or getting a family gift.
And that's why it's so competitive. Family gifts, huh? Mom and dad say,
Mom and dad, absolutely. Because they want the kids, the grandkids, to be close to mom and dad.
Hey, John, I'm a 46-year-old first-time home buyer.
Okay.
And I have a pre-approval, and I had a pre-approval since March of 2023 for $300,000. The last five houses I've looked at over the last few months have all sold $15,000 mm-hmm. above the asking price, and I cannot justify that. Is there anything David could recommend I do to get the house I want, or do I have to play this game?
You got to play the game or sit out, and that $300,000 home that just went for $315,000 is now going to go for $320,000, $325,000, $330,000.
Or set your sights on a $250,000 house.
Or move out further away from that area where it's not as hot, right?
Yes, Ottawa, Illinois.
There you go. Beautiful Ottawa.
Well, there's some
a lot of land. Beautiful out there in Ottawa.
Truth to that.
Yes. Okay. You just got to reset your. Listen, if you're looking in the same market and you're seeing homes to this 46-year-old first-time homebuyer, and you're constantly missing out at homes at higher than what your strike rate is, you've got to either increase your strike price or come to the realization that A, you're either going to have to pay over to get in, or you're going to have to go further out to get something within your price range. It's crazy right now. This shocked me. I never thought, even with increasing delinquencies on mortgage payments, we're still seeing, because what happened, John, when the rates went to 7, it was a culture shock, right? It was like, oh my God, that's crazy. We've been in the 7s for like 10 months now. Buyers are accustomed to that rate. There's no shock anymore.
David Hochberg is the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Lower.com and the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. You want more tips or advice like this? Listen Saturday mornings from 10 to 1 on WGN.
Should I plug the show real quick? We got Sarah Leonard, Realtor Sarah Leonard, Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Roofing and Heating and Cooling, and the Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, making his first appearance of the year along with MegaPros Jeremy of MegaPros Home Improvement. So the legend is coming in this Saturday, 10 to 1. Roy Spencer.
Roy Leonard, if you can get Roy Leonard to show up,
that'd be a
big
show.
Talk about legends. That would be a good show.
That would be a really good show.
Nice to hear you, my friend.